Survey, 1 in 3 UN employees have suffered sexual harassment. By BenQ on January 16, 2019. A survey released on Tuesday found that a third of United Nations employees claim to have suffered sexual harassment or other sexual misconduct on the job in the last 2 years. The survey, carried out by Deloitte last November, found that 21.7% of respondents claim they heard sexual stories or offensive jokes. 14.2% say they were insulted about their appearance, body or sexual activities, and a further 13% were pressured to join discussions on sexual matters. Another 10.9% of people claimed they were exposed to gestures or body language of a sexual nature, while 10.1% claimed they were touched inappropriately or in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. More than half of the incidents reportedly took place within an office environment, while 17.1% say it happened at a work-related social event. According to the survey, 2 out of 3 every harassers were male. In a letter to UN staff, the body's Secretary General Antonio Guterres described the findings as some sobering statistics and evidence of what needs to change to make a harassment-free workplace real for all of us. This tells me 2 things. First, that we still have a long way to go before we are able to fully and openly discuss sexual harassment. And second, that there may also be an ongoing sense of mistrust, perceptions of inaction and lack of accountability, he said. As an organization founded on equality, dignity and human rights, we must lead by example and set the standard. However, Guterres contended that the survey sample size was moderately low, with responses from around 30,364 people from the UN and its agencies, equivalent to around 17% of those eligible. The report provides further bad publicity for an organization that has already dealt with damaging misconduct allegations by its employees. In 2016, the body launched a Get Tough agenda in response to a wave of allegations of child rape and sexual exploitation by UN peacekeeping troops, particularly within the war-stricken Central African Republic. Last month, it was announced that the head of the UN Agency for HIV and AIDS, Michelle Sidibe, will step down from his position in June after a scathing report by an independent panel concluded that his defective leadership had tolerated a culture of harassment, including sexual harassment, bullying, and abuse of power. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.